our world could do with one more good word. As the state of Israel continues to shower bombs over the Gaza Strip in Palestine for nearly a fortnight now since the 8th of October 2023, today we are going to read an open letter to the people of the world that was written in May of 2021 during a similar escalation of violence and conflict in the area by Salma, who was then 11 years old, 9-year-old Naveen, 12-year-old Zain, 13-year-old Samar, and the 10-year-olds Khalid and Amal. My heart breaks even as I read out the names of these little children and their ages, because now there is no saying whether they are alive, and even if they are, whether they and their families are in good health physically and mentally. Chances are surely slim. They write, "We are children who live in the Gaza Strip. Our home is a small place with tiny streets and lots of people who all live really close to each other. Because it's so small, everywhere is dangerous and there is no place to take shelter. We want you to know that Gaza, our home, is being destroyed. Even the nice places like schools and hospitals, there isn't much electricity for hours at a time. We all have to sleep on the floor or in hallways, and it's really dark at night. Life is scary, and our roofs are falling on our heads. Every time there's an airstrike, we are terrified. Our rooms shake, and then our hearts shake too, with fear for our families. Our mothers tell us that the noises are far away, but we know they are close. A few of us still remember the last war in 2014. Some of us lost people we loved, family members or a favorite teacher. Others remember glass shattering, buildings falling, or our mothers trying to clean the dust that filled the house after each bombing. We know that other children around the world lead quiet and calm lives. While other children dream of having video games, we dream that one day this fighting will end. We hope that one day we can open our books again, write in our notebooks and study, that we can go outside and play with friends. The first thing we wish is that the war would end. All children should be able to live in peace. We hope that all the destroyed buildings will be cleared away and something better and more beautiful will come in their place. We hope that our homes, schools and hospitals will be rebuilt. Above all, we want to live like children in other countries who can play in playgrounds instead of hiding from bombs. We want Gaza to be a safe and beautiful place where we can live in peace. We still have hope, but we want this war to be the last war." With October being the World Mental Health Awareness Month, I'll have you know that this letter was taken from a report titled "Trapped: The Impact of 15 Years of Blockade on the Mental Health of Gaza's Children" that was published by the organization Save the Children in 2022. The following are the key findings of this report. Children represent nearly half of Gaza's population of 2 million people owing to the low life expectancy in the area, of which more than 800,000 of them have never known life outside of the blockade imposed on the Gaza Strip by Israel since the year 2005, which does not allow movement of people or goods via air, land or sea outside of the area. 80% of these children experience emotional distress with feelings of fear, nervousness, sadness, and grief, and often this distress is exhibited in the form of worrying behaviors such as aggression, irritability, bedwetting, and reactive mutism, which is where children struggle to speak and communicate. 96% of the caregivers, including parents, report feeling unhappy and anxious all the time. Clearly, declining mental health is a severe, if silent, crisis in Palestine, especially among the children. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres described Gaza as hell on earth for children. Psychiatrist and author Kamran Ahmed writes for Al Jazeera, "It would be almost impossible to start the healing while the root causes persist." The head of mental health services in Palestine once said, "Her people do not suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder because their trauma is ongoing. Present traumatic stress disorder may be a more fitting description of their experience." I hope this episode of WordNerd has informed, moved, and motivated you enough to read up more about the history of Palestine, to help raise awareness about the state of their affairs, and to speak up for the rights of the Palestinians. I'd like to leave you with yet another one of Naomi Shihab Nye's gut-wrenching poems, and this one is called "Before I Was a Gazan." Before I was a Gazan, I was a boy. And my homework was missing, paper with numbers on it stacked and lined. I was looking for my piece of paper, proud of this plus that, then multiplied, not remembering if I had left it on the table after showing to my uncle or the shelf after combing my hair. But it was still somewhere, and I was going to find it and turn it in, make my teacher happy, make her say my name to the whole class, before everything got subtracted. In a minute, even my uncle, even my teacher, even the best math student and his baby sister who couldn't talk yet, and now I would do anything for a problem I could solve.